Our first session, as the speakers are coming up, we have case summaries, Supreme Court decisions from the last 3 years. We have Chief Judge Rhodes from the Eastern District of Texas, who needs no introduction. And we also have Michelle Schreiro from Singer & Levick, and she specializes in representing landlords when the tenants file bankruptcy. And with that, I'll turn it over to the panel.
Can you hear me now? Okay. And it's just distance. I don't project well.
Is my mic on? Okay.
Okay. Yes, it is. Good morning, all. And let me add my personal welcome aboard soon, hopefully, to Alfredo. Y'all, this is maybe, not for sure, but maybe the last time you can call him Alfredo. So I would go say hello and get to know him for a minute. Because pretty soon he's going to have all these ethical rules and such and all of that. So make sure you take some time to visit if you don't already know him. But he's been around long enough for y'all to know, right? Okay. But not with this group, guys. He's trying to learn consumer law. So teach him everything he needs to know because this is your opportunity. Just telling you. Okay. Supreme Court decision. Do you want to get us started?
I will get us started. So I prepared an outline that has the Supreme Court bankruptcy decisions for the last 3 years, and that's in your materials. And I just want to say that procrastination has paid off because my waiting until last minute to turn in my outline, I was able to include the three decisions that came out this year. The last bankruptcy decision is what we're going to start with, is Purdue Pharma, and that just came out on the 27th. So all of the three bankruptcy decisions from this year are in the outline, which is available. So we're going to start with Purdue Pharma. And so unless you've been living under a rock, I would say this is probably the biggest bankruptcy Supreme Court case that's come out in many, many years. And this is by a 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court disallowed third-party non-consensual releases. It's a mass tort case. Purdue Pharma produced OxyContin. It's the subject of thousands of lawsuits. The Sackler family is the owner of the Purdue Pharma. They took out, I think they said $11 billion over many years. And then they did a settlement, and the original settlement was $4.3 billion, and that they were going to pay to get the non-consensual releases. During the appellate process, apparently there were, I think, 8 holdout attorney generals, and so they were able to negotiate a settlement with these 8 attorney generals, and they increased the payment to $6 billion. And so the last objecting party standing was the U.S. trustee. The court really finds that the Sacklers are getting a discharge without having to file for bankruptcy and subject all of their assets to a bankruptcy process. They say nothing in the code allows for the releases. The catch-all provision about you can put anything appropriate in a plan doesn't apply. And then they reject policy considerations, which are basically that a lot of these victims, I mean, this is going to be the only settlement they were going to get and the only money they were going to get, and they reject that. Kavanaugh has a very spirited dissent where he retraces the history of non-consensual releases and how important they are, and how this is how these settlements get done in a lot of these cases. And most of the money that was coming in this case, and as many of these other cases, are coming in from the non-debtor. So he basically says you have to have them, it's important to have them, mentions Dalcon Shield, mentions the Boy Scouts. But the thing that's interesting to me is they say that the ruling is limited, and they don't mean to disturb consensual third-party releases. I'm going to say one more thing before I turn this over to Judge Rhodes, who has some thoughts. is this: these non-consensual releases, they're not just in these big cases. They do come up in the smaller cases as well. And just yesterday, my law partner has a case in Florida involving a sub five, and the principal was contributing a lot of money to, in order to obtain a release, and that was going to be the majority of the money that the debtor was going to have to distribute.